It was a very rough day in the battle against COVID-19 on the Central and South Coast, with more than 900 new cases reported. Most of the additional cases came from Ventura County, which had its worst day since the start of the pandemic, 794 new cases. The cause of the big number is unclear.
The fact that it was 5 days after Thanksgiving might have something to do with Thanksgiving. We'll see how that plays out. We might be back down to 127 as we were the day before yesterday, tomorrow. So we'll just see if that's a fluke or not.
Ventura County Public Health Officer Dr. Robert Levin says just as concerning is what's happening with hospitalizations.
COVID hospitalizations in our county are at a level of 102, equal to the peak of the July surge. And we are still on the upswing in our county. So as difficult as that July surge was, we have a more challenging issue on our hands now.
Dr. Levin says while the county still has capacity, there's been a concerning spike in the number of people in intensive care units. It currently stands at 33 people. The county hasn't announced any changes in its shutdown orders, but the governor has hinted the state may announce some, possibly as soon as later today.
The governor has stated that he's extremely concerned about the rising number of COVID cases in California. He's hinted that he may issue statewide stay-at-home orders at any time. COVID-19 infections have fallen 30% during England's month-long lockdown. So there's evidence, of course, again, more evidence, that a lockdown can be effective. I think the governor is looking for something short of a lockdown, less restrictive than a lockdown, that will still be effective.
The surge in cases is prompting a flood of people to show up for testing on the Central and South Coasts. Candace Fertz runs the test site at the Ventura County Fairgrounds.
This time last month, what we would have considered a busy day would have been testing 300 to 500 people. This past Monday, we tested nearly 1,700 people. The county has implemented some changes to help us better serve you. So we've expanded our staff throughout the county at the various testing locations, and we've also extended our hours and the days that we're open.
But Ventura County Public Health Officer Dr. Robert Levin says there's some good news. The first rounds of vaccine, which will go to medical personnel in the county, will arrive before Christmas.
Frontline healthcare workers, not just doctors, but nurses, radiation techs, lab techs, housekeepers, are all people we need to keep healthy and to be able to work long hours in the coming weeks, and they will be the recipients of this vaccine.
Dr. Levin says next in the priority list are senior care center staff members and residents.
Less than 1% of California's population lives in a long-term care facility for the elderly, yet 38% of the deaths, 38% in less than 1% of the population have occurred in California so far from COVID.
Dr. Levin says once vaccine is available for the general public after the first of the year, we need to take it. He says it's safe.
I try to address these questions from an ethical and evidence-based perspective. I've studied this issue in detail. Believe me, I've spent hours and hours reading the literature about the safety and the effectiveness, the efficacy of this vaccine. And as far as side effects go, those have been shown to be reasonable and tolerable. And so we have an effective vaccine, twice as effective as the flu vaccine, and with acceptable side effects. I will take this vaccine and will encourage my children and grandchildren to do so as well.
Santa Barbara County reported 84 additional cases yesterday, but lab issues prevented an unknown number of tests from being processed. San Luis Obispo County had 33 new cases. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.